Father, we thank you that you hear us when we pray. We thank you that we're at this moment in your presence, oh God. And we bow before you with a spirit of humility. We empty ourselves of ourselves. We shut down every spirit of pride, every spirit of arrogance, every spirit of false humility, every spirit of self-centeredness. We lay aside our own agendas, our own motives, and our own intentions. We lay aside all of our programs. We yield our wills to your will. Oh God, we thank you that you brought us to this moment. We ask you to move by your spirit in this place. We ask you, oh God, to tear down every stronghold. We ask you to destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. We bind up the hand of the enemy. We come against every distraction. And we declare over this congregation no other spirit but Holy Spirit is allowed in this place. Oh God, we thank you that your word is about to come forth. And that you're going to change hearts, you're going to change minds, and you're going to change spirits. That we will not be the same. When we leave this place, we release the healing anointing in this place. For everybody that needs to be healed, we declare healing in the name of Jesus. Supernatural healing in the name of Jesus. God, we release the spirit of deliverance in this place. We declare that this sanctuary will never be the same in the name of Jesus. Angels, we need you now. Release your angels to help us to worship. Release your angels to help us to experience your glory. God, we're calling for your glory. Your glory in this place. Let your glory. Let your glory. Let your glory. Let your glory. We cry out for your glory. Let your glory. Let your glory fall in this place. Let your glory. We need your glory, God. We need your glory. Your glory in this place. Your glory, God. Can't be another routine service. Can't afford to go through just another service, God. We need to experience your glory in this place. And we thank you now for what you've already done. We even thank you for what you're about to do. Thank you for what you're yet doing. It is in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Can we just press forward into worship? I don't know what you came to do today, but we have to get in the presence of the Lord. And as I was sitting there, I could feel God wants to break through in here. He really wants to bless us today. But there are some of us that are stuck in whatever we're stuck in. He wants to move. He didn't call us together for foolishness. He didn't call us together for our own agendas, but he came to bless us, to meet every need that's in the house. Are you willing to allow him to meet the need today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask my dear sister friend is here, Pastor Megan Rivers, who's also a worshiper. I'm going to ask that she would just come and just lead us into a worship song, and then we're going to hear from heaven. Heaven has a word for us today. Amen. Amen. Come on, Pastor Megan.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. song's real simple. It says, Jesus, Jesus, sweet Jesus, there is something about that name. He's master, he's savior, he's Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Anybody know him as Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. It says that kings and kingdoms, they'll all pass away. But there is something. But there is something, oh, there's something about that name. And I say, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord. When? Today. Oh, because you cared for me. Think about it. In such a special way, that's why I praise you. Yes, beautiful. I lift you up with one voice, and I magnify your name. Oh, hallelujah. That's why. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Does anybody love him today? I love you, Lord. I love you. That in the house of the Lord. Amen. I'm excited about being here with you at First Mount Olive Baptist Church one more time. Hallelujah. It's just a good day to be alive. Amen. Our God is an awesome God.